Zvachim Perigvav Mishnah Zayin. Chatas of Shemalaka Shalolushma. If somebody performed Malika on a Korban Chatas bird, but he did the Malika not for the name of the Chatas, but for the sake of a different Korban. Or Mitzadama Shalolushma, if he drained the blood by squeezing it out and spraying it as we saw before, and he did it shelo lishma, again, for the sake of a different carbon, o lishma b'shelo lishma. Or he initially had in mind to do this mitzah on it lishma for the carbon chatas, and then he changed his mind and said that it should be for an ola, for example. O shelo lishma b'lishma. Or he started off at first for the sake of a different carbon, and then tried to change his mind to do a lishma p'sula. He passeled the carbon, and so it's not a valid chatas, just like with an animal chatas, if he had the wrong intention for a different carbon during the shechita or during the zrika, that which is what the malika and the draining of the blood stands for in an oaf, would make the whole carbon pasul. However, olas ha'oaf, kshera. If he has a carbon ola bird, where he performed malika under the wrong name in his kavana, or he's drained out the blood for the wrong name, it's kosher. However, ublvad shelo also laba olim, it doesn't fulfill the obligation for the baal who has to bring this carbon ola. Like in the case of a carbon ola that's shechted or has zerika with the wrong shame, as we saw in the very first mission of the Masechta, it's a valid carbon, you can burn it, but it doesn't fulfill the obligation to bring that ola that the person was supposed to bring. Echad chatas ha'of, echad ola sa'of. Whether it's a bird chatas or a bird ola, shemalakon, and he did malika, b'shemitza daman, and he did the draining of the blood in it, and he had the intention, lechol dover shadarko lechol. In the case of a carbon chatas, there are some parts of it that are allowed to be eaten, and, or dover shadarko lahaktir, dover shadarko lahaktir, or he had a kavana to burn that which is usual to burn, as in a situation with a carbon ola, where everything gets burned, but chutz limikomo, his carbon was to do so outside the azara of the Beis HaMikdash, pasul. Then the bird carbon that he brought, where he had this wrong intent of where to do it, is pasul. But the ein bo kares, there's no kares for doing this. If he did the malika, or he drained the blood, and he had in mind something else, however, chutz lizmano, that he had in mind either to the eating or the burning after the zman, then pigul. Like with a regular animal carbon, this is now pigul. V'chayavin aleihem kares, and he's chayav on it kares. Ubilvad sheyikrav hamatir kimitzvaso. As long as he... the matir, that which renders it permitted, was offered properly and according to the halacha. So as long as he did the matir properly, then he had the chutz lizmano kavana, then he messed it up. Ketzad karev hamatir kimitzvaso. So what does this mean, that he did the matir properly? Malak b'shtiko. When he did malika, he was silent, so he didn't have the wrong kavana. Umitza hadam chutz lizmano. And then when he drained the blood out, he said openly that he had kavana to do so, the burning or the eating, after the zman. So he did the malika properly, and then he did the mitzah wrong. O shemolach chutz lizmano umitzah adam b'shtika. Or he did the malika with the intent to do it at the wrong zman, the burning or the eating, and then he drained out the blood b'shtika. He did so quietly, meaning he did not have an improper kavana when he did the draining of the blood. O shemolach. Or he did the malika umitzah adam and the draining of the blood chutz lizmano with the kavana to do it with the after its proper time intention. Some people leave out this last sentence because it seems a little out of context. But in all of those cases, zehu shekarev hamatir kimitzvaso. That's where one of the matir actions, either the malika or the draining, was done properly, and as a result, he's got pigul problems for the part where he had the wrong intent. Ketzad lo karav hamatir kimitzvaso. What would be a case where he didn't successfully do that? Malak chutz lemekomo. He did the malika with the intention to eat it or burn on the mizbeach at least one kezias outside of the proper place. So he had the wrong makom kavana for at least one kezias of the carbon. Or umitza hadam chutzlizmano, and then when he did the draining of the blood, he had in mind with the intention to eat it or burn it after the zman. So he did both things wrong, but with different kavanos. One of them he did chutzlamikomo, one of them he did with the thought of chutzlizmano. Oshem malach chutzlizmano umitza hadam chutzlamikomo, or he reversed it. One he had the wrong place in mind, one he had the wrong time in mind. Oshem malach umitza hadam chutzlamikomo. Or he did the malika and the draining with the kavana of doing it chutz lamakom. Then he never did a matir properly, because both avodos, the malika and the draining, were done with improper thoughts, and as a result, then he doesn't have to get kares with pigul and such, because he never did any avoda that was any good. Chatas ha'ov shemalaka shelo lishma. If he has a chatas, a sin offering of a bird, he did malika under the name of the wrong carbon, umitza dama chutzlizmana, and when he drained the blood out, he had in mind the intention of eating from it after the proper time. Or shem malaka chutzlizmana umitza dama shalolushma. Or he did one avoda the opposite order, the malika with the wrong kavana of time, and the draining of shalolushma. Or shem malaka umitza dama shalolushma. Or he did the malika and the draining of the blood completely not under its own name. Some versions of the Mishnah leave this one out, because this is kind of obvious and isn't really talking about what we've been saying, where he did one and one. In any case, Zehu Shalokar of Hamatir Kmitzvaso. These are all cases where he didn't do even one matir properly. If he had in mind Lechol Kazayis Mechutz V'Kazayis Lamachar, he shechted this carbon chatas ha'of, and he had in mind that he would eat one kazayis outside the proper place where it could be eaten, and one kezias to be eaten on the next day. Or kezias lamachar v'kezias b'chutz. When he was doing the separate avodos, first he had the wrong kavana with time, and he said he was going to do it tomorrow, and second he had the wrong kavana for makom. So once again, it's one and one. One avoda was done with the kavana of the wrong time period, one was done with the wrong place in mind, or he did kachatzi zayis b'chutz v'kachatzi zayis lamachar. In the first avoda, the malika, let's say, he had in mind that he would eat a half a kezias outside the proper makom, and when he did the draining of the blood, he had in mind to eat a chatzi zayis in the wrong time the following day, or reverse them. Kechatzi zayis lamachar v'chatzi zayis b'chutz. The first half a zayis he had in mind to do the wrong time, and the second half he had to do in the wrong place. All of these are pasul v'ein bo kares. So he doesn't get kares, he didn't do any matir in the proper way, and there's an additional passeling factor of all these wrong kavanas that ruins everything. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Zeha Klal, Rabbi Yehuda says, here is the general rule, im machasheves hazman kadlu machasheves hamokom. Now this is not necessarily agreeing with the Tanakama. If the first avoda was done, let's say the malika, with the wrong time period in mind, and he did that before the second avoda, the draining of the blood, where he had in mind the wrong place, so first chutz l'zmano, second chutz l'mekoma, then it's pigul v'cheyanov alav kares. That's pigul, and you're chayiv kares for that. Bin vin machasheves hamokom kodlo machasheves hazman, but if he did the malika first with planning to eat it in the wrong place, and then he did the draining of the blood planning to eat it too late, pasul v'ein bo kares, that's pasul and there's no kares involved. V'chachamim omrim, the third opinion, so the Tanakhama said it didn't matter which order you did it in. Rabbi Yehuda said it depends on whether you're talking about the Zman first or the Makom first. The Chachamim say, Zevezeh Pasul Vein Bokaris, no matter what order he did it in, he never did a Matir properly, so the carbon is Pasul, there's no Kares problem, this is not a Pigul situation, because he never did any of the carbon properly in the first place. Lechol kachatzi zayis ulahaktir kachatzi zayis. Final case, if what he had in mind was to eat a half a kezias and to burn a half a kezias, and whether he had proper kavana or not for those two issues, kosher. She'ein achila v'haktorah mitztarfin. Because the Chachamim say that we don't combine a half of a wrong kavana with a half of a different wrong kavana if they are not for the same action. One is for eating, one is for burning, and so that actually doesn't render the carbon invalid and you're actually going to be fine. At least, this is what our Mishnah says, the Rabbanan say. Perek Zayin Mishnah Aleph, Chatas Ha'of She'asa'ol Lamata. Now, a Chatas Ha'of, a sin offering, is offered properly, and he does it Lamata, on the lower half of the Mizbeach, below the Chut HaSikra. And this is Kemasei Chatas. He does it with all the proper Chatas procedure, and L'Shem Chatas, and he does it planning on using it as a chatos, so he did everything right, kshera. So the Mishnah is basically telling us that this is the way things are supposed to be done. And if he had the right kavana, and did it for the right carbon, and did the avoda in the right part of the mizbeach, then there's nothing wrong, and everything is fine. Kimase chatos l'shem ola. But if on the other hand, he did it with the proper chatos procedure, which, for example, is to cut the gullet or the windpipe, but not separate the head from the body. That's a chatos. But for an ola, you are supposed to be mavdil the head from the body. So if he did it in the proper way for a chatos, but under the name of an ola, so he said he was doing it for the wrong carbon, or kemase ola l'shem chatos, he did it with the proper ola procedure of completely separating the head, but said this was a chatos where you can't separate the head, kemase ola l'shem ola, or it was supposed to be a bird chatos, and he just talked about olos and never had the right idea for a chatos, psula, then it's puzzle. The last case is actually quite redundant, but they say it anyway to finish off the possibilities. Asa l'maylo kemase kulam, psula. If he offered a bird chatos in the manner of any of the karbonos mentioned in our Mishnah, he did it properly for a chatos, or improperly for a chatos, but properly for an ola. But he did it above lamaila, above the chut ha-sikra, on the upper half of the mizbeach, then it's still possible because he did it in the wrong part of the mizbeach where he was supposed to do the avoda for this karbon. Now, this only applies for consuming the meat of the karbon, but Tosos explains that he does get a kapara, because although it was done physically in the wrong half of the mizbeach, but as long as the dam is applied to the mizbeach, whichever way it was done, even if it wasn't the right half, it's still kapara as far as the carbon goes. But as far as eating the meat of it, it's an improper carbon in actual practicality, and so he shouldn't eat any of it.